everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Associate Site Editor for SearchStorage.com. Today, I'll be talking about data storage management tools for virtual server environments. Virtual server environments require different data storage management tools than data storage environments because of their complexity and reduced storage visibility. Because of this, a variety of different data management tools have popped up in third-party applications, as well as SRM and hypervisor vendors. But how do you know which data management tool is right for you? With a variety of options out there to choose from, what criteria should you follow to find the one that best fits your needs? Here to help answer these questions is Jeff Bowles, Senior Analyst and Director of Validation Services at the Tinasia Group. Hi, Jeff, and thanks for being here with me today.
Hi, Megan. Glad to be here. Always happy to participate in TechTarget podcast.
Great. Well, Jeff, before we can consider a data storage management tool for virtual server environments, we first need to understand the different types of tools available. Can you briefly explain the differences between disk array-based tools, SRM software, and the tools that hypervisor vendors offer?
Sure, but let's see, I'm going to step back just a little bit and take an even higher level approach before I dive into those dimensions. When it comes to storage management solutions today, we're looking at basically a two-step process still. I call this the what, which is step one, and the where, which is step two of storage management solutions. I think, first of all, that it's important to recognize that storage management comes to this problem from a legacy focus on capacity. Capacity was most often a dimension that vendors try to address with tools. Performance was often off the radar, and the domain of vendor experts and or storage monkeys with fairly unique skills in pre-planning, rules of thumb, back and active work, and worst case, even good troubleshooting skills. In a static world, that used to work out okay for lots of folks, but the infrastructure isn't really static anymore, so you need two dimensions today, capacity and performance management. So recognize that you have to have both in a basic storage management tool today, and with that basic in mind, you will want to assess how much you want to know in each dimension, in the capacity dimension and the performance dimension. And vendors will vary a lot in their ability to peer into each dimension. I can go into that in deeper detail a little bit later on if you're interested. After coming to terms with what a vendor can offer in each of those dimensions, you want to next assess the where you want your management visibility. And that question is a little harder to answer today. That's where the differences between tools you identified above come most into play. For instance, you may want just visibility from the storage array. Such tools can give you clear visibility into what's going on with your spindles, how cache is being used, and what you might be able to expect from the controllers. And lots of storage array tools are providing pretty impressive visibility in the I/O stream today as well. Meanwhile, you might want more than that. You might want visibility beyond the storage array, including switches and host attachment, or just single management console visibility into multiple arrays. That's where you usually find SRM tools at play today. Heterogeneous environments across infrastructure management visibility. Meanwhile, what we've run into in the past few years is that many of these tools are limited in the level of detail they can provide about the virtual infrastructure. As one example, seeing per VM capacity and performance utilization may not be possible. But even beyond this, understanding the I/O performance instead of the hypervisor might be an issue. If you can perfectly see the individual performance of 20 VMs on hypervisor, hey, that's great. But how do you know that hypervisor itself isn't seeing bottlenecks and inefficiencies? Gurus will leverage tools like VMware's VMSCSI stats today to see what's actually going on in the ESX kernel, or use Linux tools to see what's going on with Xen. From there, you can actually see things like kernel latency and I/O wait time for the kernel and figure out if you have problems. But many tools can't reach down into these layers to give you visibility. So from here, we've seen a class of solution emerge that many folks call real-time performance analytics, and we've badged virtual infrastructure optimization. Although in fairness, these tools can also assess non-virtual systems. Such tools can dig into the configuration of your infrastructure, grab up the wire transactions, reconstruct meta streams, throw away the unneeded data, and give you end-to-end understanding what's going on in your environment. So at the end of the day, we have array-based tools, SRM, hypervisor tools, and analytics, also known as BIO tools on the market today. Each gives you a different level of visibility into your infrastructure, and I would not go so far as to say there's any one of them that is in every case the better choice. It's got to depend on what you want to get from your storage management player.
Right. Now, knowing that, can you list a few important criteria or steps when choosing a data storage management tool?
Yeah, yeah. In a way, we're back at the what you want to know, and so I'd be glad to go into more deeper detail here. This will vary some between file and block environments, but since we're seeing file and block in so many nearly interchangeable roles these days, NAT is behind the virtual infrastructure, for instance, it's worth summarizing these together and assume my comments here are applicable to either environment. Storage management features and functionality can vary widely, and wishful shopping can go pretty far beyond or afield from what might really be required by an organization. So selecting a tool is more successful when you can pretty clearly scope some basics behind a solution before digging into what may be nice to have. So let me make a list of basics. First, on the simplest level, storage management efforts typically want to determine who is using storage, where, and how in terms of storage capacity performance. So I recommend starting with an assessment of what systems you would like visibility into on both sides of your infrastructure, storage and systems attached to that storage, as well as all the devices in the middle, and figure out where you really want visibility. If you're using a relatively unintelligent switch infrastructure or Ethernet infrastructure between your storage and your host systems, maybe you don't want visibility into that switch layer. Understand that going in, right? Figure out where you want visibility into. Then assess your current pain points from operational storage management perspective and prioritize the problems behind those pain points that you're trying to address. I say do this second because it varies a lot among different businesses. You might be in a heavily virtualized environment with lots of tested dev, and you're provisioning stuff all the time. You have no real understanding of ongoing utilization. You have no idea what you can reclaim. Maybe you've got a bunch of idle tested dev systems out there, but you can't see it today. Maybe your tested dev is eating into your primary storage budget, but it's also the work to bring something vacant at the end of the day for your business. This may drive the primary purpose of your SRM solution. In contrast, you may be a large physical shop with infrequent changes with a variety of applications with varying processing activity. Perhaps you're still doing big mega batch jobs that run up your IO on weird schedules, like one night out a week. But your business depends on optimal performance behind those jobs and avoiding any impacts. That's going to drive you to an entirely different type of SRM solution. Keeping a sharp focus on what your storage operations team needs to tackle will help you focus your selection of a product. Then assess where you want visibility. Using an understanding of what you're trying to accomplish, you can perform a pretty good assessment now of where you want that visibility. Heavily virtualized infrastructure, as I've mentioned, you're likely to run into some sticky issues here that will require some hypervisor visibility. For batch jobs, you may want deep visibility into very specific array performance characteristics. Maybe for SLA reporting, you want something totally different with a very slick GUI for serving up SLA reports. And then I'd even add, moving beyond this, I think you can start to be cognizant then of what your business organization needs and can use from storage management beyond just these operational IT issues, assuming that this is a project sprung largely from the trenches of operational IT in the first place. Data storage management can certainly have value to the business. It might allow you to move into some type of utility way of doing IT eventually. It might help your business users better classify and retain or dispose of data. It might let you build better service levels and help your business understand the cost of service levels or the cost of doing IT. That's my four-step recipe for moving into a storage management project.
That's a good four-step recipe, Jeff. Now, server virtualization has made storage management harder and more important at the same time. Do you think vendors are addressing this well, and what does the future look like?
So I give vendors maybe a C rating on addressing the virtual storage challenge, virtual infrastructure storage challenges today. I think there are certainly some leaders in the field. You know, I mentioned this category of real-time analytics and virtual infrastructure optimization. Those vendors have certainly seen the challenges and are digging deep to give users visibility into the virtual infrastructure. In other places, we just simply don't have the visibility yet from the tools that are out there. And we have a right to expect, as end users, more visibility into what's happening with the hypervisor and be able to trace that up into individual VMs and correlate all that performance and see every possible bottleneck in the infrastructure, right? And so I give vendors a C on delivering today, even though in just the past year or two, we've taken practically a light year leap forward in capabilities. So in the future, I think we will get that correlation end-to-end across our environment, and I think we're going to be see more vendors deliver more elegant solutions that are distributed throughout the infrastructure, harvest the APIs and capabilities of the virtual infrastructure, and aggregate. consolidate that all into a central point of management that can work across the cloud or your virtual infrastructure and engage your physical infrastructure as well. So it's able to embrace the full mobility of your infrastructure today. I think we're going to see this stuff more tightly coupled with core storage technologies as well. If you think about some of the emerging block storage vendors and even what I think some of the NAS vendors hope to do at some point, to give you to couple your service levels with what you actually do from a storage management perspective on the array, so you can granularly control what kind of performance each resource is getting and avoid conflicts, this type of thing. There's a level of visibility and reporting that will come with those service level characteristics as they come to market within block and file products in the next generation. So I expect to see us at least step up to B+ at that point in time.
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have for you today, Jeff. Thanks for being here.
You bet, Megan, anytime.
And for more information on data storage management tools, you can visit searchstorage.com.